city in England. That was a long time ago. The market was a very busy place. Men shopped for their families, and peddlers hawked their goods and services. Some, like the tea shop, had their own stalls. With such a big urn and so many trays of cups, it had to stay in one place. Tea boys ran back and forth into the labyrinth of the marketplace, carrying tea to customers who couldn't leave their own shops, then running back again with the empty cups. "I could do that," Parvana whispered. She'd like to be able to run around in the market, to know its winding streets as well as she knew the four walls of her home. Her father turned to look at her.
"I'd rather see you running around the schoolyard."
He turned around again to call out to the passing men.
"Anything written? Anything read? Pashto and Dari. Wonderful items for sale."
Parvana frowned. It wasn't her fault she wasn't in school. She would rather be there too, instead of sitting on this uncomfortable blanket, her back and bottom getting sore. She missed her friends, her blue and white school uniform, and doing new things each day. History was her favourite subject, especially Afghan history. Everybody had come to Afghanistan. The Persians came 4,000 years ago. Alexander the Great came too, followed by the Greeks, Arabs, Turks, British, and finally